Machlokes Rambam. Very soda stick. That the Ramban discusses by the mitzvah of Ki Kore Kan Sipur. Terms of our schedule, both on Sunday and Monday, we'll have Shir at the 12 o'clock. It's from 12 to 1. And something else to keep in mind is that this year, during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so we'll be able to have three Sdarim. There aren't any college classes during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So it'll be an opportunity. We'll have, obviously, regular Shir, but in addition to regular Shir, should be able to schedule, maybe have some college work stuff to take care of, but you'll be able to spend the Bein Kesel La'Osar with afternoon Seder and late Seder, of course, as well. So the Ramban points out in this Pasuk, Yikori Kan Sipur. Ramban says, Gamzu Mitzvah Muveres Men Osar V'Yes Menoi. Two mitzvahs that are very similar. One is shalech to shalech ha'sa'eim. You can't take the eggs or the young chicks in front of the mother. You have to send the mother away. If you're going to have both, take them separately. And you have a similar din also the espino. You can't shech the parent and the child in the same day. So Ramban says ki atam v'shneim levilti ayoyis lonu levach zori v'lo nirachem. One mahalach is that is how a person inculcates in himself compassion. That to knock out a mother and a child, certainly one in vision of the other, so that's a cruel thing to do. O shelo yatira kosov lasos hashchoso lakor amin. Afal pi shehite reshchito baminahu. Or another possibility is that the Ribbono Shel Olam said that removing an entire family is similar to getting rid of a species. Apparently, the Ramban's saying the following. How do we explain that? It's not the same as getting rid of a species. Even though it's mutter to tushchit in that species. Nevertheless, shelo yatir akosav lasos hashchoso la koramin. So either the Ramban means to say that it's a similar kind of act. It's not the same as getting rid of a whole species. It's not interrupting the bria to that extent, but it is a destructive act within Kadosh Baruch Hu's teva. In other words, this family. So this family will now be, this mother did not produce because you're taking away the eggs, and this mother will not produce. Right? So that destroys one unit within the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Briya. If one takes out an animal, all right, so that's mutter to shechita. So some semblance of the family remains. But if one removes both the so then one has interrupted a family to some extent. So it's a form of avashchos. It could be, perhaps what the Ramban is saying, easier to understand, is that how does one distinguish between a purposeful act of shechita, which services people, which is mutter, and a destructive act? So in our minds we would say, well, depends. If I'm going to kill an animal and let it sit, and don't use destructive, right? I'm going to hunt an animal, so that's a debate. Right? And the Rabbi Yehuda was against hunting for this reason. But can a person hunt just for a sport? Is that considered to be purposeful? So the gray areas. Clear that if I take out one animal and I use up all its meat and all of its hide, that's a purposeful act. That's Letzerach Tikkun Ono, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to do that. Part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Briya. For a character, it could be that the way that many of the Balei Machshava say is that gives greater tachlis to the Briya. Right? If an animal just lives its life and dies, so then it hasn't really done a tachlis. If an animal lives, and then its hide is used to keep people warm, and its hide is used for tefillin, and its meat is used to sustain people, and certainly to do sudas mitzvahs, sudas yomtiv, and to help in a Torah. So then the animal has, then the bria has accomplished much more. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu's bria works. Now, what's a destructive act? So it could be what the Ramban is saying is that to unnecessarily take out a family, I could support my needs with two unrelated animals. So if I support my needs davka in a way which is either cruel, because the mother gets to watch and the child gets to watch it's parent or child being destroyed, so that's a cruel fashion, or if I unnecessarily remove some unit of the bria, so that's an act of ashchosa. So according to Ramban, the purpose of the mitzvah is, and this is going to be the yesod of this Ramban, is levilteye yislonu levachzori veloine rachem. Ramban will explain at the end of the piece that when one does something which innately is destructive, one has to be all the more careful that it doesn't create a destructive quality within the person. Right? It's almost a befeirish pasuk. After the halacha of Ir Nidachas, so we have to take out an entire town. So the Torah says, "V'nosan l'cha Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you rachmonas." So some of the Meforshim explain that it doesn't mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam have rachmonas in us. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will implant within us the midah rachmonas. We did something that, by its very nature, is going to introduce a destructive quality within achreya pulois nimshoches amachshavos, the yisod of the chinuch. Right, our activities have a tremendous impact and shape what we do. So if a person has an activity which is by its very nature a destructive activity, shchita, so Ramban says at the end of this piece, so that will have the impact of making a person a more destructive person. The Ramban says that a shoychet, by his very nature, there's no ameliorating approach within his life, he'll become a person who's a dangerous person, he'll become a miserable person. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, within the mitzvahs that we are allowed to do, and sometimes will yield mitzvahs. So, but if the act in and of itself is a something which could introduce a negative quality in the person, Kadosh Baruch Hu then ameliorates it by saying, not oisev yes benoi. Mega cheshvin, not the entire concept. That's levilteye yislonu levachzori veleine rachem. And another mahalach, not to destroy a part of the bria. So that is harder to understand. Rosh Hashanah Rav Hirsch has an approach that he says that when it comes to Kansipor, it makes a lot of sense. It fits in very well. He says, while the bird is sitting, the bird is doing an entirely natural act of taking care of its brood. That is how the bria is supposed to work. So you're disrupting the maisa bria mamish b'shato. Right? The of Sirovskin is a little bit of a different kinesh. And he says that it's inappropriate to get rid of the mother when the mother is there only to protect the kids. But Rav Shams from Horsh's halach is that this is part of teva, that the bird takes care of the bria, takes care of the eggs until they hatch, and then even after that. So to destroy a process of bria, that's what Rosh Baruch Hu said you can't do. That's the Ramban. Now, Ramban then goes on to say, V'kosav b'mara nebuchim. So the Ramban writes in Mara nebuchim, Kitam, the Ramban in the third chelik of the Mara has a lot of tamei mitzvahs. So there he explains, Tam shiluach hakein, V'tam also b'yaz b'noi le'sishchatu b'yei mechod, Kedei lahazhir Shelo yishchot haben be'einei ha'eim. He says the reason for it is that one should not shech the child in the presence of the mother, even though you could shech them in separate rooms, but still be osur. You shech them in separate farms, be osur. But the reason for it is that one should not shech to one in the presence of the other. Why? Ki yeish la behemois dagu gedoyla vozeh, because the animal becomes terribly anxious and aggravated. The ein hefresh bein dagas ha'odom le dagas ha'behomos al dagas ha'behemos al b'neyem ki ava so eim v'chanoso livnei bitna einenu nimshach achrei ha'seichel v'adibur avu muf'ol mipu'ulois koyach ha'machshovom. This is because the emotions that are tripped don't come from the intellect, which separates man and animal. It comes from the base emotions which we share with animals. So we assume that we're more sophisticated, but nevertheless, they're similar enough that it would get great aggravation to the animal. So how is the Rambam different than the Ramban?
Rambam's saying it's for our sake, the Rambam's saying it's for the animal's sake.
Rambam's saying it's for the animal's sake, right? The Rambam is saying is that the Rabbanu Shalom is worried with the animals. Ramban is saying the Rabbanu's not worried with the animals' dayus. Not worried with the animals' emotions. The Rambam is saying that the Rebbeinu Shem was worried about the is concerned for the animal. The animal shouldn't have this kind of aggravation. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rambam and Ramban, which the Ramban is going to now explain and amplify. The Im Kain, right? So this Im Kain is no longer from the Moira. The Im Kain says the Ramban, Ein ikara iser ba'oso v'yesbeno rak bivno ve'oso. If that would be the case, then the main concern would be the shechting the child in front of the mother. So why is it osur to shech the parent and the child even if they're not within sight of each other? Avol kol archoka. It's a gzeir, it's like a suyag. In order that we'll make sure that we'll never shech the child in front of the parent, so he can't shech child and parent, but also ayom. So the Ramban says he finds that difficult. That is part of the machlokes between Rambam and Ramban. Rambam says says every so often that when you understand one of the reasons for the mitzvahs, it will not explain every single detail. Rambam says in order that legislation should work, so the legislation has to often be broader than the tam. So the tam will work for the thrust of the mitzvah, the thrust of the Easter. But there'll be details that will not be fully explained. And Ramban finds that very difficult. He finds that ke'ilu an imperfection in the system. Bosav and Dom, when we make rules, so we can't make perfect rules. So in order for a rule to be legislated, we have to make loy plugs. We can't make rules that are perfect rules that will solve every single situation, right? We can't say a person is speeding at 12 o'clock at night. He's 10 miles above the speed limit. There's nobody around. There's nobody been in the streets for the last hour. Right? So we'll still nab him. Why? Because we can't make perfect rules. So it's true, a perfect rule would be the speed limit is 30 in normal traffic. But if you know for sure there's not a person in the street, you want to go 40, it's at 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, that'd be a perfect rule. But those don't work. He can't legislate those. So the Ramban sees that as an imperfection. So Ramban in mitzvahs, a tam mitzvah has to be kemat, a very, very tight fit. And Rambam I don't know if he spells it out, but perhaps what the Rambam is saying is that sov, the system is for Bnei Adam, for us. So since it's being applied to us, there will be ke'ilu imperfection. It could be the Rambam doesn't see it as an imperfection. But that's what the Ramban is referring to. Aval al kol archoka v'yoyser nochoin ba'avur shaloi nesachzor. But my svara is better. Right? Because my svara explains why you can't shecht a mother and a child even in separate locations. So my svara is a better svara. I have a better tamakra than the Rambam. The Omar Harav. Now he goes back to the Mar Nevuchim. Because now he's gonna he has the Kasha on the Mar Nevuchim. There's a famous Mishnah, both in Brachos and in Megillah. HaOmer, there he goes. HaOmer Yagia Rachamech Ol Kan Sipur. The person's davening before the Omud. It's before you had the set texts. So the person is going free rein, he's saying his own taya, and he says, Ribbono Shalom, just like you had Rachmanos on the birds, Kein Yagiu Rachamecha. The Mishnah says, Mishatkin Oisa, we take him away. He can no longer be a chazan. He can't be the Shliach Tzibur. So the Gemara says, what did he do wrong? It's like a nice feel, it's a nice taya. You can imagine saying it in one of the piyutim in Yom Nevram, you can imagine saying such a period, right? Yeah, you say, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like he stopped Avraham Avinu from Shechting Yitzchak, so he should take care of us also. We say these kinds of periods. It's a nice period. Kishem Shigia, Kansa Gemara says, two svaras. Svar number one is, Sha'oysen v'doysa shal Kodesh Baruch Hu rachmonos v'lo gzeros, v'hem gzeros. I don't know how to translate. Because this person is misinterpreting with the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind. He's making the Ribbono Shel Olam to our Rachman. And that's not what he had in mind. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have in mind to express Rachmanus over here. He had in mind Gezeros, to make a din. So it's a misinterpretation. And the other, Mandomer says, that that the reason for the Yisrael of Ken Tzipor, you know, the reason we take him off is Shematel Kin of Abriya. Hard to understand. That'll make the different parts of the Bria jealous of each other. That the animals will be upset that it is Baruch only Rachmanus the birds, not the animals. Right, it's hard to understand the different ways of trying to learn Pshat in that line. However, some say the Pshat in that line is that the Ribbono Shel Olam only has Hashgacha Protos and people. He doesn't have Hashgacha Protos and animals. So to say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching over exactly which bird, like a din against the bird, that doesn't exist. That's just someone shutting that line that way. Nevertheless, coming to says the Mar Nevuch, says the Rambam. So you'll ask Kasha. It says, "Ba'al tashiva laimi mamar chachamim." Don't ask from the following Gemara. Ha'oim ral kan sipur yagir achamecha ki zu achas mishtei svaris. The Rambam says, "I will look inside." And the Gemara says that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that if you say, look, God, the way you had Rachmanus on the birds and Rachmanus on me, that's wrong. Misinterpretation. So according to Ramban, it's a misinterpretation. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not having Rachmanus on the birds. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have Rachmanus, to be Balei Rachamim. So therefore, it's a very good translation of the line. Sha'oise midoisav shokunish baruchu rachmanim be'enum elogzeirois. He's saying, yeah, there's a mitzvah over here. This chazan made the mitzvah into a description of the compassion of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But really, it's gezeirois. It's a din for us. Perfect translation. Says the Rambam, Lachar, are you going to tell me that my understanding of the Iser goes against the line in the Gemara? He says, and a chanami. There are two lines in the Gemara. So svaras mi sheyire ki ein tam la mitzvahs elachefetz haboirei v'anachnu machzikim b'svaras shniya sheyire k'kol ha-mitzvahs tam. Says the Rambam is a machloikes amayroim is whether, it sounds like, is there such a thing as a tam ha-mitzvah? In other words, the Rambam learns pshat in the line that we take the chazan away because osem midos of Shekhish Baruch Hu Rachmonim Meloi Bein Vele Gezeiros is that there's no time of mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs to do. Mitzvein HaBoyrei. More than that, we don't need to know. More than that, Rashi's predators, more than that, we will sometimes cut corners that we think we understand. Einam elegzeiros, Mitzvein HaBoyrei, that's it. That's all we have to know. So it says the Rambam that the line that you're asking, that you're criticizing, my svara, that's from the Mandoma that says that we don't have time and mitzvahs. But he says, "Vanachnu machzikim besvar shniya." We believe, Rambam says, we paskin sheyeh bechol hamitzvahs tam. So now the Ramban explains. The Ramban explains the Rambam a little bit deeper now. Number one, he says, "Hukshu." What brought the Rambam to have this position? Because the Medrash, Rishus Rabba, chima ichpat loyla kadosh baruch hu ben shoychet min atzavor l'shoychet min oirev. What does it matter to the Rabbon Shel Olam whether you shecht from the bottom part of the neck or the top part of the neck? Holoi nidnu ha-mitzvahs el letzarei femes avriyas. So how is it doing pshat letzarei femes avriyas? Letzarei, if he's looking to test. The purpose of mitzvahs is to test people. Do we listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu or not? Because otherwise, how do you justify whether the animal gets killed from the bottom of the tzavah to the top of the tzavah? So Rambam learned, based as Ramban explains, Rambam learned the purpose of mitzvahs is Ritzoin Avoyrei. V'zeh Inyan. Shegozer Rabin mitzvahs sheyeshlam tam mavur hu ma'od ki b'kol echad tam b'toelz v'tikun la'odam milvad scharan meyesan mitzvah ben yizbarach. In other words, the medrash that says that this mitzvah shechita is we would have a hard time explaining. Sorry, let me back up a little bit. Huksho love oid means the Ramban is asking a kasha on the Rambam. Sorry. Huksho love oid. What's difficult in this Rambam is that if the concern of Shechita is, and again, if the Rambam is saying that the purpose of the mitzvah is because God has rachmanas, right? That's why Kansipa. So, what greater rachmanas is there in shechting from the bottom and shechting from the top? At the end of the day, animal's dead. Right? So, ma'achbala lo kadosh baruch hu. Holei nidnu ha-mitzvahs el tzarei femes avriyos. The mitzvahs are not given to give us, to give the Rabbono Shel Olam a way of expressing his rachmanas. It's for us. Right? That's a kashi as in Rambam. Ramban understands, again, what's the Rambam saying? That we will find there are certain mitzvahs that are there because of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanos. Now, the Ramban will explain in greater depth later on that that's part of Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's not only that the Rabbono Shel Olam is a Rachman. L'chor, it's a little bit difficult. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman. So why is he allowing all the goyim to shecht also the esbeno? Why is he allowing, if he's having rachmanas on the animals, so why did he just tell the Jews to have rachmanas on the animals? Right? So if Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas on the mother bird, so then it should be one of the shemus b'nei noach at least. Why is it only us? So Ramban explains later on in this piece that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to express his rachmanas, that's us keeping the Kvod Hashem. The mitzvah, according to Rambam, or if you have to say it this way, according to Rambam, part of the bechir of Klal Yisrael is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite justice, will figure out how to make everything just and right for every animal. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael not only to be have a bris with their Ribono Shel Olam, not only to do his mitzvot and his tzeiros and become better people, but part of the bechir of Klal Yisrael, according to Rambam, is that we express part of the tchunas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we are the ones who express his rachmanis, right? And that's what the Ramban will take issue with later on. But that's how he understands it. Otherwise, the Rambam is terribly hard to understand. But it sounds very easy at the beginning. When you first hear the Rambam, sounds easy. Kadosh Baruch Hu was one of the animals. All right. So you have to figure out. So why is he worried about certain specific situations? You have to figure it out. It becomes difficult, right? Why is he worried about the shechting the animal in different places? The halacha is larger than the tamakra. Okay, that's part of the system. But then there's a much bigger problem that if it's the rachmanis of the ribono shel olam, so then the bechiras yisrael takes on a new angle. Part of klal yisrael's role is representing the ribono shel olam. Is kvod shemayim. That's part of the role of kvod shemayim. So the Ramban says, but that the Medrash says otherwise. Because the Medrash says, Ma'ich ma'loy l'kadosh baruch hu, what possible value could there be for the Ribono shel Olam? If we assume Shechita is part of this group of mitzvahs that are out of Rachmanas, so does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really express more Rachmanas because of the which place you shech? So we may find mekoreis and say, in fact, that it's less painful to shecht underneath him with a sharp knife. But that's not the point. The point is that there were chazal who held otherwise, and so there they said no. Leinitna mitzvus el tzareif and es abrius. Because I knew the Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. He takes care of his rachmanis in his way. He does not call upon us to do that. Vizeo inyan, she gozer rav hamba mitzvus sheyeshlem tam mevuor humoi ki bechol echad tam mitoy elus v'tikun la odom bilvad scharon. He says, and we understand the Rambam's position, why it's an attractive position that every single mitzvah would have some kind of tachlis v'toelus, right? Ufar omer razal. Now the Ramban brings a raya for Rambam. Ram says we paskin every mitzvah of tam. So Gemara says, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu not reveal the reason for every single mitzvah? So the Gemara says, because then we would cut corners. Because then we would say it doesn't apply to me. Gemara says that the Rebbe Shem revealed the reasons for two mitzvahs. Right, which two mitzvahs? Was that Le'avli Noshim and right? And Gemara says, and they were violated. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us that when he does reveal the reasons, so then individual will cut corners. But you see from that Gemara that every single mitzvah has a reason for it. And the reason that we don't know is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to place a veil upon them so that we won't understand it. Abel Elu Agdoris. Abel Elu Agdoris is Neskashu al Rav. These sources that we've asked against the Rambam. Here's what the Reish should be Hagodis. Hagodis, yeah. These sources, these midrashim, asher niskashu al rav kefi dati inyan acher lehem, an entirely different idea. Shirotzu leimar, that they come to explain to us she'ein atayelas ba mitzvos laKadosh Baruch Hu biatzmoi. The mitzvos are not serving the Ribono shel Olam, his rachmanas. All in order to protect us, to cultivate within us proper amunah, proper midos, proper approaches, l'skar and nisim, is all for the Jewish people. What's pshat letzarev? Letzarev is oh, letzarev pehen. Letzarev pehen means to purify us, to make us better. Good. And that's pshat v'chima ish ichbat leila kadosh baruch hu bein shoyechei. What does it matter whether we shech the animal, whether we spear the animal? Klum atom mo'ilo o klum atom aziko u'ma'ich bat lo bein oichel toires o eichel tmeyos. What does it matter whether it's taris tum holei nitnu ha'mitzvah l'tzaris ebrios? So we have to figure out how every mitzvah would come to help us out. And that's why the Ramban, his preferred approach is Shalonis Achzar. And Lachoram, even the Ramban that says that the reason might be because we shouldn't take out a unit of the Bria, so that according to Ramban, you have to say that's to introduce into us a certain respect for the Bria. Because the Ramban says every mitzvah has to serve us somehow. The name of the Ramban then quotes V'nemar over here. He name of Furush Bekan. Shloim bo loymar elish ena to elas a love sheitzterech ora kimachoshak. Right, that when it comes to the menorah, because Baruch Hu said you shouldn't think because Baruch Hu needs light, but it's in order to help us out. Hey, v'irayim and a sheichem and a tzavor. All of this is to explain to us that it's Litzarchenu. Ramban brings a source that helps him explain the Rambam, where the Yerushalmi refers to mitzvahs as being Lichvod Hashem. So that's what we explained before. How do we understand the Rambam? Right, when Sander Rambam's approach is that we have an opportunity as chus to express some of the tchunas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, this we all explain. There's one line which summarizes everything we said. Hinei be'aru, sha'afilu lulav and sukkah and tefillin, eina that shetziva leyen shiula os al yodcha ulazikorin beni necha ki biyodach hazok oitzicha mi mitzrayim. And he says, he quotes a medrash that says that the eve that lulav and esrik tefillin, it's all for our purpose, for us. So he says, look, here you have a mitzvah, where the Torah says it's in order to remind us that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So you could say the mitzvah is primarily to give a greater covenant to Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'af al pi kein. The Medrash says, Yerushalmi says, it's for us. So this is the line. Einon l'chvoid Hashem yizbarach, avol l'rachem al nafshei sein. According to Rambam, there's a section of mitzvahs that are l'chvoid Shemayim. And according to Ramban, no, all mitzvahs are for us. They understand a line in davening, right? Before we mekabel all malchus shemayim, ahava rabba v'tonu Hashem lekeinu, chemlo gedoy levisei rocha malto aleinu. Right, with the bracha of ahava rabba is a bracha on Torah. Al pi din, it could serve us as a birchas haTorah. So ahava rabba, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us tremendous love. He gave us, you could, Torah mitzvahs, right? So you can, that could even be Pishitas Rambam, that we were chosen to represent Kvod Shemayim, Ava Rabba, could be Ava Rabba means the Kadosh Baruch Hu sharing the Chochmas Elokis with us, could be. All right, next, Chemlo Gedoy Lo Biseru Chamal Tolein, a tremendous Rachmanis. What's pshat? What kavanah do you have when you say in the bracha, chemlo gedol v'yisrocha mal tole? What's the great rachmanus? We're not talking about yitzius mitzrayim. That's how I curious the answer is later on, right? We're talking about bechirus yisrael. Habercher is amu yisrael liyav. So what's the chemlo gedol v'yisrocha mal tole? So that's what the Ravan is expressing. It's such an important expression, because when we think about mitzvahs, so let's think about the Ramban's approach. The Ramban's approach of mitzvahs is that it's entirely to make us into better people, right? Every mitzvah, according to Ramban, every mitzvah is somehow to make a person a more elegant person, the finer person, more aware of the Ribbono Shel Negev minute person. What's pshat? Chemlo gedol v'yisrei hetzach rachmanis on us. Do you look at a person who's not a ben Torah and you say, what a rachmanis? But we should. That's what we say every morning. Right? We should say, you see, what's pirush hadvarim? Pirush hadvarim. And this is, it's an important orientation for us. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once said that the Siddur is, somebody asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once, why didn't Chazal put together a Sefer of Emunah? A Sefer Machshava. You have to find our goddess in different places. You have to string together different Midrashim, then have to figure out the Midrashim. Why didn't Chazal give us a Ikori Emunah? Had to wait till somebody put together after the Rambam. So Yaakov Kamenetsky said, no, the Siddur is Emunah's Chazal. Chazal communicate Emunah and Machshavah to the Siddur. So Chemlo Gedol V'yisrocha Mal Tole teaches an attitude that a Jew is supposed to understand, that certainly a Jew who is not advanced by Torah mitzvahs, it's a rachmanis. That's what it is. It's a rachmanis. Which kind of a rachmanis? It means that he's so far from what the person could be. He's yitzir kav of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because we created him. He has the ability to have a life which is designed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has the ability that every single pool, every single ma'aseh, every single machshava is a Yiddish phrase is a gohaven in machshava, is an elevated machshava. Every single activity is an elevated activity. Every single hergish he has is a hergish that was honed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because ultimately that's what we're going for. That every, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs will shape the way that we think, every pu'ula, every activity. So a person sees another person. So if you don't have the orientation of Torah mitzvahs, you measure whether you do it explicitly or not based on whatever parameters you have. Successful, not successful, fine, not fine. But the orientation that we have is that if a person is shaped by Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, then they become just a magnificent boss of Adam. They become a magnificent Bria. So when you see somebody who has the ability to have and be a magnificent Bria, and he's a very, very simple and very plain, he may be a very, very nice person, but he's very, very simple and plain. So that's a Rachmanas. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas on us by giving us opportunities to become a magnificent Bria. A Bria shaped by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's part of the Kabbalah's Avar Rabba Avton Hashem Lekeinu Chemlo Gedol V'yisrocha Mal Tole, tremendous Rachmanis on us. Because if he wouldn't have given us Torah mitzvahs, we could be good people. We wouldn't even know how far we are from what we could be. We wouldn't even have a hasoga of what we can achieve. That's Chemlo Gedol. So that's the Ramban says, Eino L'chvoid Hashem Yisbarach. Rambam holds that you'll find a section of mitzvahs that are to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu kavod. And again, you have to say a step further in Rambam. that it's part of the Bechiras Am Yisrael to represent that. But Ramban says no. L'rachem al nafshesenu ukvar sudru lonu betfilas Yom Kippur. What do we say in Yom Kippur? Avdo ato hibdalto enosh meirosh. You separated out the human species from the very beginning. V'takirehu la'amoy lefanecha. And you recognize within the human being, you gave him the ability to stand in front of you. Right? That says it all. That part, there's one part of Bria that has the ability to stand in front of the Ribbono Shalom, that will be held accountable by the Ribbono Shalom. Lamed lefanecha. Ki mi yoimar lecha ma ta'ase. Says the Ramban, I think what the Ramban is saying is that I can't accept the Rambam. Because when Chazal said, Kimi Yaimar Lacha Matas, what do you mean a person is going to represent Kadosh Baruch Hu's tchunas? Kadosh Baruch Hu, a human being, is going to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam Ke'ilu what he's doing? What he should be doing? V'im Yitzhak Mayitin Lo. So that's apparently that L'chor was what the Ramban is, how he learned Pshat in this line in Yom Kippur. That's Pshat of L'rachem on Avshay Seinu. Ramban ends with one other Ha'ara. At the very end he says, after all of this, V'chima Masha Omru L'fi Sha'osan Bidosu Shekudosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Ve'eino Ela Gzeirois. Right, the person who says, Kishem, just like you had Rachmanos in the birds, Kain Yagi Rachamov. So the Gemara says he's wrong because he's making the Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu into Rachamov, Einu Elo Gezeiros. All right. So there he says what I mentioned before, Tama Meniyah to teach us Rachmanos, Achzori Tispashi Benev Shodom, because bad and negative qualities spread very easily through a person. Kayadua, as is known, ki habetabochim shochtei hashvarim, he says shochetim, who shech the big animals for gases, so they become anshei damim, zevchei adam achzarim, they become cruel people. Ooh, what are you saying? What happened? What was that?
There's a tab on the top. V'chein. So Ela Gzeiros, Lomnu Ladricheinu, V'lamedo Sonu Minas Toros. V'chein Yikoru Hem Kolam Mitzvah Shuvah Torah Asvelas Gzeiros. Why are they called Gzeiros? So we take it for granted, the Greeks. Right? Why are they called Gzeiros? He suggests the following. He says, Moshel Lamelach Shin Nichnas Lamdina, Omu Le'avodov, Gazor Aleim Zeris. People came, king comes, Nichnaslam, he comes to one of his places. Omru Loi Avodov. So the cabinet, the peace club, people close to him say, Gazor Aleim Zeris, you're a king, make decrees, make rules. Omru Lehem, Kishi Kablu Malchusi, Gazor Aleim Zeris. If they accept my sovereignty, so then I will make gezeiros for them. Kachor Kadosh Baruch Hu, kibalta malchusi anoich Hashem likecha, kavlu gezeirosai lo yiyu lecha. So the Ramban explaining a yesod over here that
the gzeros only have their impact if we see them as coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, apparently, what the Ramban is saying is that when a person say, you know what, I'll do my own, set up my own system. I will set up a system of how to make myself into a better person, and I will set up a system in terms of how to make myself more compassionate, and I'll set up a system in terms of how to make myself more introspective. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that all of this is only going to work to its best if it's in the context of Gezeres HaMelech. Why are they called Gezeres? Why are they called decrees? Why is a mitzvah which is supposed to inculcate within me greater rachmanos, why do you call it a gzera? Why do you call it a decree? A gzera usually means that it's it has to be mandated. Why don't we call it forms of chinuch, forms of aliyah? So Ramban says, because we have to understand the system only works if it's part of Kabbalah's malchus. If a person realizes, then if a person understands that the Ribbono Shel Olam who created him was is goyzer, so then it'll have an impact upon the person. It's an interesting Sfas Emes. Very often, if you look at Sfas Emes, you'll see that he expects you to have learned the Ramban before. Not always, but from time to time. So the Sfas Emes says at the very beginning of his treatment of the Parashat Kesetzer. The Medrash, Bekan Sipur, Nirisha Afshe Be'emes, Hu Rachmei Hashem Yisbarach, Mikol Mokom Ein Lo Odom La Sos HaMitzveh, Rak Avur Gezeras HaMokom. So Emes says, even though the Emes is that Kan Sipur will inculcate, he says it's Rachmei Hashem Yisbarach. Alright? Probably that's more the Rambam. Mikol Mokom, the motive for us to do it, Avur Gezeres HaMokom, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said we should do it. V'zeh Masher Kosov, and this is what the Gemara means when it says, Oimer Al Kansipa Yirachamecha, Ki Ein Odom Loimar, Kein Im Ki Yedovar Emes, Mishom She'ein Asog Asa Odom, B'Gzeres Hashem Yisbarach, B'chinas Rachamim, Rak B'Gzeres Ke'evet Shemekayim. He says, because we cannot fully appreciate what it means that this is the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment we say that, we've cast human terms in the Ribbono Shel Olam. We used our sense of Rachmanis. So it's more truthful to say that we're doing it Ke'evet Shemekayim Divi Rabbi. In square brackets, Gei Rebbe says the following. Nishalti al zeh, I was asked why it says Osem bidosom rachamim ve'einam elo gzeiros. Ve'ishavti explain, where does the word gzeira come from? Ki midosavu kefi shetzimtzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ritzoinoi batorim mitzvahs shiyye lo'odam demidu shiyuchol asos ritzon Hashem Yisbaruch Hu manaseh v'chein pirush gzeira bezoyar. Says that the word gezerah means to be cut away from. A piece that was taken out of something. Nechta. Cut away. So he says, pshat in the gezerah, again, one pshat in the gezerah, the poshu pshat in the decree. Poshu pshat in Ramban is that the Ramban is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have just told us, Rabbeisai, put together a program to make people more rachmanim and more baishanim. It has to be done ke'eved l'fnei Hashem. Good. So Asemis is the following idea. He says that just like the Ribbono Shel Olam was mitzamtzem himself in place, right? What's the idea of tzimtzum? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to shrink himself and present himself to us in our Sinai. He was willing to shrink himself and present himself in Beis HaMikdash. That's Tzimtzum. Right? Tzimtzum, we've explained many times, is the Ribbono Shel Olam acting against one of his own tchunos. His own tchunos is to be ever expansive. Tzimtzum means he's, Tzimtzum is that he's willing to be mevater, to give up on a definitive part of Shechina in order to make himself more accessible to us. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu came to our Sinai and was able to, and made himself accessible to Klal Yisrael, that was against the very nature of the Ribono Shel Olam. But he did it in order to be able to, that Klal Yisrael should have a kirva to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hasemba says, so just like our Sinai is tzimtzum in space, it's just like Shechina is tzimtzum in space, so mitzvahs are tzimtzum in the midas of the Ribono Shel Olam. It's impossible for us to perceive the Rachmanus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's beyond our ability. Just like any tachuna on the Ribono Shel Olam is beyond our capacity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then shrunk his tachunas into various mitzvahs in order to give us access to those mitzvahs. Gezerah means it's a chunk of it, it's a piece of the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why mitzvahs are called gezerahs. This is also the dose of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim. The Inim Ela Gezeiros, She Yuchal, She Tzimtzim the Kadosh Baruch Hu Ritzoy Noi BaTorah, She Yodam the Mida She Yuchal Lasois Ritzoy Hashem Yisbar. In order for us to be able to do the Ritzoy Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam had to be able to express the Ritzoy Hashem in human terms. So it doesn't do justice to the Ritzoy Hashem. It minimizes the Ritzoy Hashem, but it makes it accessible for us. We're able to attach ourselves a little bit to the Ritzoy Hashem. So the Rachmanus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is much, much grander. It's infinitely greater than having Rachmanus on this bird. But if we want to have some access to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Rachmanus, so he allowed himself to express it in a very human, simple, tiny way. But that way we're able to attach ourselves to the Ritzoy Nevoir in this way. So Ayotim he calls there the Machlokes Rambam Ramban and Tami and Mitzvahs. Rambam understands the Machlokes on Meiroim in Tami and Mitzvahs as to whether they exist altogether. Rambam says we accept that Tamei Mitzvahs do exist. Machlekes Rambam Ramban, whether there are parts, whether there are some mitzvahs that are lechvoid shemayim, that are really to give expression to the Ribbono Shel Olam's covenant, that are expressing Kadosh Baruch Hu's tchunos, Ramban says no, doesn't exist. Every single mitzvah has to be put in terms of how it raises a person. And then in Ramban we explain that, and this is true for Rambam and Ramban, that we have to appreciate that every mitzvah is also a form of tzimtzum b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's also a great matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam, because we're accessing something that's far beyond human ability. And then we understand also the idea of chemlo gedor l'chamal tolein, and the tayyat that we say in Yom Kippur, Atov Dalta Enish Mirosh Lami Lefanecha. That phrase itself, Lami Lefanecha, that summarizes the way that a person can be raised, to be from a very simple human being to one that can make a presentation to God. Good, so we'll continue with the sugya on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom Shabbos.